you know, from my perspective, the deficit is sort of the second question. I think the first thing we need to do is prioritize getting people back to work and getting the economy growing more robustly. So I would focus on that first, and then once we have the economy growing more strongly, first of all, that will raise our tax base because we'll have more people back to work or working at higher paying jobs. So that will start in the right direction on dealing with the deficit. But longer term, we do need to deal with the deficit. And I think we do that in a balanced fashion. I think we need to look very strategically at everything we're spending on. But it needs to be done by reviewing individual departments and individual programs, not by across-the-board cuts. But we also need to have the ability to consider raising revenue on the table. So it's a combination of both.
And as we tied in with jobs, what kinds of jobs would you like to see created in your district?
Well, you know, I think first and foremost, I mean, I would absolutely have voted for the president's jobs bill had I been in office. I think the notion of investing in our infrastructure, you know, we know that we have issues with our existing infrastructure in this country, which we shouldn't have. So I would absolutely be investing in rebuilding our roads, our bridges, our schools. I'm also very much in favor of continuing to invest in basic research, which impacts organizations in our area like Fermilab and Argonne. You know, I think all of those are critical both to our short-term job creation and also to creating new industries for the future.
And you did touch on this, but I want to put it out there. What role should the federal government then play in creating those jobs that you talked about?
Well, you know, I think the federal government plays in a number of ways. I think through supporting infrastructure investment, it's providing the funding that will put a lot of people in private industry back to work. In the research area, again, it's either some of it's direct because there may be government employees doing the research. Some of it's indirect because it's providing funding to research universities and things along those lines, which then creates something that ultimately gets licensed into the private sector. So I view all of it as a public-private partnership.
And on the topic of labor management relations, what is your position on right-to-work laws?
I am against right-to-work laws. I fully believe in the rights of unions to collectively bargain.
And I want to follow up then. What should the relationship be between governments and their employee unions?
Well, you know, to me, the whole point of being able to collectively bargain is that that workers have a seat at the table. And then it is a question of both sides to negotiate in good faith. I don't think you can determine the outcome. I think it's having everybody at the table and having everybody have an equal voice to work together and get to the best solution everyone can.
What course should the United States, in your opinion, take on domestic energy?
Well, first of all, I think we desperately need a national energy policy, which we don't have. I think we should be right now we have sort of piecemeal solutions, and I would like to see us have an overall plan. And the plan would focus on two things. You know, we talk so much about where our supply of energy is coming from. I don't think we spend nearly enough time talking about what we can do to reduce consumption. So one of the things I would very much like to focus on is continuing efforts in that area. I think when you look at the new fuel economy standards that were announced a month or so ago, that's a model for us, both in terms of the actual standards, but the way that they were developed, because my understanding is we had the federal government, the auto industry, the environmental groups, and the state of California all working together to develop a solution, and I think that kind of a model is one we should be using going forward. On the supply side, you know, I absolutely believe we should be doing everything we can to support sustainable energy sources. You know, one of the things that's happening now is the production tax credit, which helps the wind industry, is about to expire. I don't think we should let that expire. Right?
On foreign policy now, what foreign policy issues do you see as paramount for the U.S.?
I am very supportive of what's happened in the Obama administration and what Secretary Clinton has done. I think they've done an absolutely brilliant job. And to me, our foreign policy should be largely based on diplomacy and developing good relationships both with our allies and with others around the world. And I think we do that first and foremost. I think we do need to maintain a strong military, but using our military assets should be the absolute last course of action.
And what role should the federal government have regarding marriage?
From my perspective, from a civil perspective, I think that people should have the right to marry anyone they choose. Certainly the fact that there are people who are married in particular states that can't file a joint tax return because their marriage is not recognized for federal purposes, I think that's a problem. I think it's purely discrimination.
And then the final question in that category, how should the federal government deal with abortion rights?
I think it's very important that we maintain programs that make the incidence of abortion as infrequent as possible. I think, we should be promoting appropriate women's health care so that women have access to contraceptives, so that we have appropriate education, so that the chances that a woman is in the position of seeking an abortion is rare, but if she is in that position, it is completely her decision with her doctor.
Okay, and now is the opportunity for you to tell us what sets you apart as the best choice for your district.
Well, I think there's a couple of things. I do think that this is a election that should be first and foremost about the economy. We've talked about the economy, but it is truly what our government should be focused on at the moment. And I have 28 years of experience practicing as a CPA, and I think I have a skill set that will be very useful to dealing with the economic issues that face us at the moment. The second piece, I think, of what sets me apart is I do believe that I am more in line with the people of the 6th District in terms of what I will support from a social perspective. I believe my opponent is not in line with the views of the district.
And this is the opportunity, finally, any other issues you see as important to the district, the state, and the nation that we didn't get to touch on?
Well, we didn't touch directly on making sure that we safeguard Social Security and Medicare for the future. I think those are both very important. I do believe that Social Security is fundamentally sound, but we need to make sure that we continue that long into the future. Medicare, we do need to work on, but I believe we work on Medicare by continuing to work to reduce its costs. I am not supportive of turning Medicare into a voucher system and turning that responsibility over to the beneficiaries to figure out how they will have their health care covered. I'm also very concerned about environmental issues. I think those are important here in our district and to the country as a whole. Our current Congress has done many things that would seek to roll back the regulations we already have in place, where I actually think we should be moving forward and dealing with climate change as an issue. I think that's vitally important to our long-term health, both as a country and as a planet. I know I'm giving you a laundry list here, so you can
cut
me off whenever you like.
This is your opportunity to make sure we cover it all.
Yeah, you mentioned foreign policy. I think two things that we don't discuss a lot. We don't talk about foreign policy a lot. You asked about that. We're not talking about immigration a lot, and I think we should also be talking about immigration. We absolutely need comprehensive immigration reform.